Well, the deal is done. 15% tariffs or import taxes on EU exports to the United States. The EU will remove its tariffs on US goods and instead buy billions of dollars worth of energy and investments in US companies. What will the EU get in return? Well, the public doesn't know that yet. The deal was done at Donald Trump's own golf resort in Scotland. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, flew in, as did the EU's Trade Commissioner, Mara Šefčovičová, and the US Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, was there too. Here's President Trump.
Thank you very much. So we have good news. We've reached a deal. It's a good deal for everybody, I believe. And it's, I think you were saying, this is probably the biggest deal ever reached in any capacity, trade or beyond trade.
It is.
It's a giant deal with lots of countries. So we're going to do the following. The European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy, $750 billion worth of energy. They are going to agree to invest into the United States $600 billion more than they're investing already. So they're investing a large amount of money. You know what that amount of money is. It's very substantial, but they're going to invest an additional $600 billion. They're agreeing to open up their countries to trade at zero tariff. So that's a very big factor. Opening up their countries, all of the countries will be opened up to trade with the United States at zero tariff. And they're agreeing to purchase a vast amount of military equipment. We don't know what that number is, but it's... I'm going to let you say it, but I think it's the biggest deal ever made. Thank you very much.
And here is Ursula von der Leyen.
We have a deal. We have a trade deal between the two largest economies in the world. And it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It will bring stability. It will bring predictability. That's very important for our businesses on both sides of the Atlantic. It's 15% tariffs across the board, all inclusive. The investments Mr. President just described that are going to go to the United States and the purchases over there. Indeed, basically, the European market is open. It's 450 million people. So it's a good deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It was tough negotiations. I knew it at the beginning, and it was indeed very tough. But we came to a good conclusion for both sides. So again, congratulations and many thanks.
Ursula von der Leyen sitting alongside US President Donald Trump in Scotland last night, reporting for us from there. Our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal, who's on the line. Tommy, the detail behind the 15% tariff, is it on everything?
The 15% baseline tariff, Audrey, it's on most European goods entering the United States, but there will be some exemptions to that where the EU has secured zero tariffs on the likes of aircraft, certain chemicals, agriculture products and raw materials too. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke to reporters again after that initial conference before she left Scotland last night. And she also said that she still hoped to secure zero for zero agreements for alcohol products too, like wine and spirits. But for most goods being exported, they will be hit by those tariffs, which are obviously not as high as the 30% tariffs that the United States had threatened to impose from August 1st, but a lot higher than what the EU was paying before Donald Trump came to power. There's still uncertainty too, Audrey, in relation to the steel tariff. President Trump had indicated that that could be as high as 50%, but Ursula von der Leyen said there may be a quota system. So we'll have to see the final documents on that. This was just an agreement in principle, so we are largely relying, Audrey, on what the leaders said to the media yesterday.
Yes, and I'm wondering though, has any of the governments across the EU seen any more detail? Those exemptions that you mentioned, an email sent by the Thornish then Trade Minister here, Simon Harris, to Trade Forum members. He goes through some of those exemptions, zero tariffs on those based on a confirmation, he says, he has got, well, he doesn't say he has got it, but that the Commission President has also confirmed is the way it is written. I'm wondering, have any of the EU governments seen any written detail yet?
Well, the member states would have been briefed in the final hours up to yesterday's negotiation. And in terms of receiving the final detail, well, they're still awaiting that, actually. And that could come as soon as today, and that will be thrashed out over the coming days. And you'll notice as certain EU leaders are welcoming the deal, they are also cautioning that they will have to see the detail too. Our own Taoiseach is among those saying that. For example, in the area of pharmaceuticals, there has been some confusion, Audrey, because I asked President Donald Trump yesterday before that negotiation whether pharmaceuticals would be included in the deal. He said it wouldn't. But yesterday, Ursula von der Leyen indicated that it was part of the deal and that it was covered by that 15% tariff. Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, as you said, is updating the Government Trade Forum today. And in his letter, he said that he believed that 15% tariff on the pharmaceutical sector was a ceiling, and that a separate investigation that the US is conducting on that tariff rate seems like it will not impact that 15% tariff on the pharmaceutical sector.
Does the EU get anything in return? Because there's no indication of that yet, and one would have thought if the EU was getting something in return that Ursula von der Leyen would have been telling us about it yesterday.
Yeah, because you'll have heard her saying that there's going to be $600 billion investment in the US. There's also going to be the EU spending another $750 billion on the EU. In terms of what the EU gets out of that, Ursula von der Leyen did say that it would improve energy security and reduce Europe's reliance on Russian power sources. So I think that is partly how she will try to sell it. But it's also worth remembering, too, that this was a negotiation that was conducted to try and rebalance trade deficits in the area of goods with the US. And so the EU will likely argue that these additional investments were part of those efforts to rebalance trade.
The deal was done pretty quickly in the end, it seems anyway, from this distance. I know they were back and forth and back and forth and playing hardball for months now. The deadline was approaching August the 1st on Friday. Was it the surroundings, do you think, Tommy, that helped Donald Trump as he was playing his golf to get into a frame of mind to do the deal?
I'm not sure. He was asked before the negotiation yesterday if he was in a good mood, and he said he wasn't in a good mood. He said ahead of those negotiations that there were still three or four areas that they needed to work on, and he wouldn't elaborate what they were. As you say, there has been intensive work going on in the background in the last couple of months. Maris Sefcovic, the trade commissioner, who was there yesterday, he's been over to the US at least seven times working on this. And basically, they felt that they had gotten these talks to a point where it was up to the leaders now to make those final concessions. The fact that it all happened within an hour, it seems that there was just one or two small decisions to be made before they could unveil it all to the media.
Tommy, thank you very much. Our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal, on that meeting in Scotland yesterday at which that deal was done. We'll have more coverage on this. We'll be talking to IBEC. We'll be talking to the Enterprise Minister on the programme before 9. It's 7:20.